House Bill 1001, which is the disaster portions and fire response portions of the other bill. Also in the House, Nancy Slagle will give us an update of where they are on the numbers. Apparently, they are the same numbers that are in the other bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Nancy Slagle with the Division of Budget Review. You have before you a bill that had our estimates on anticipated fire costs that we came up with 2 days ago. Of course, since then, many things have happened with this firing. That it's jumped a couple of roads, it's expanded to over 37,500 square miles.
To amend in the right numbers and move this bill out of this committee. But we have to recognize that just timing-wise, this bill may not be a vehicle that makes it. The other bill with the $14 million in total, combined with the general authority that you already have to expend without appropriation, certainly gives you the tools for immediate response. We still have to look at supplementals to pick that up later.
Correct. And we understand the process and where we are and the timing and everything. We felt it was very important to come forward to you and let you know what our updated numbers are so that you're aware of the situation as we see it right now.
Well, and also the number that I put in for the municipality is now way under what their unrefunded costs are going to be, too. I would suggest that we go ahead and put the current estimates in, but that we recognize that this bill may not be a vehicle that goes nowhere. Senator Frank?
Do we have any of these?
Bill going forward with numbers in it, and we try not to make a replacement, but if we leave this bill as it is in sections 1 and 2, it would essentially add to the other bill another 5,000 in each category, and another 2,000 to the municipality, and 4 million in disaster relief. The disaster relief number, I'm not sure, is the number we want to add at this point, but it might be appropriate to just go ahead and pass the bill out exactly as it's drafted with sections 1 and 2, and then assume if we can reach it that we pass both bills.
And then we also have the ability to go to LBNA to receive additional federal assistance authority.
Would that be appropriate from your perspective?
Yes, it is.
You think you have a better handle on by 24th when we say that?
I hope so.
Otherwise, the fire will be there. Let me have a question. Mr. Chairman,
Would you then, based on what you said, maybe entertain a motion to delete Section 3?
Yes. I would move to delete Section 3 at this time. If we have a motion to delete Section 3 at this time, is there objection to that? Without objection, Section 3 will be deleted. I think we can take a motion on the bill.
So move, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Phillips moves the bill with individual recommendations. Are there objections?
Okay.
Senator Reed.
Just one last question. Going over in my mind, with the clear cut floods was a lot higher than 70-30. I mean, how did we get to 70-30 on this one? Why wasn't it like 90-10 or some other number?
Well, the difference is that the area we're adding to is the actual firefighting side. This, the clear cut flood was in the disaster relief side at the bottom. And that was like 95.5 or something like that. It was way up to 85, I think, 85-15. It was much higher. But the agreement they had is on the fire suppression and wildfire that is the 70-30. That wasn't a component in fighting the flood. The flood was there and gone. There wasn't any fight.
Okay, the federal receipts referred to in Section 1 are not FEMA funds.
They are FEMA. They do come from FEMA.
Yeah, when does FEMA have different splits?
Yeah, there are two different areas that we deal with. Right now, we have the approval to receive a 70-30 split from FEMA. Then there's also going through and requesting a disaster actually kick in 100%. So we have the possibility, depending, and we really having that large of a fire, we don't want to see it happen, but there is a point in time where the federal government will put in additional funding because of the size and extent of the disaster.
Senator, is 100% the amount in excess of $30 million, or does it retroactively go back?
For this particular fire, in dealing with that.
You're at somewhere between 20 and 30 right now.
We're looking at it, but it's not going to go over 20, I think we're at about $22 million, approximately where we're at, that we're looking at estimate. We're hoping that it doesn't go up to $30
million. What will the administration do with the general funds that are appropriate if it goes beyond $30 million and the federal government covers the entire amount?
Those general fund dollars will be used for those fires that are not covered by this particular disaster. In other words, the Central Fire and all of those others that are going on. Anything else, I would assume, would be used for those fires, and anything else would basically last. We wouldn't be using them for any other purposes.
I understand that, but it just seems that there should be some kind of representation from the administration. And that would come back with some kind of legislative review, even if it's only LBNA. Because in ordinary course of business, we would never appropriate $10 million, which is practically discretionary money for firefighting, which could be the case with this $10 million sitting there if this fire just ends up being taken care of 100% by the federal government. I'm just a little uncomfortable spending that large chunk of money out there without some kind of,
I think we can do that. Clearly, we can do a presentation at the LBA name, whatever you want us to do. Now we can make a statement in writing to say that this is our intent, this is what we plan to do on behalf of you.
My understanding that the funds are basically going to be controlled, at least Section 1 funds will be controlled by Department of Natural Resources, and these people have long-established procedures on monitoring cost and detailing cost, so you know what to bill. I mean, you've got a pretty efficient cost control system, as I understand it, in the past, and I don't think, personally, that we would run into the problem we did in the Koi Cup, which was all administered under the Department of Military, and the disaster of the people that didn't quite have a sophisticated accounting system set up, and that's given them the benefit of the doubt. So I'm comfortable with the fact that we'll report after this tragedy is brought under control and the cost are determined, review it with an LBA name, see what you need from there on out. I think that's okay, that's kind of commitment, I don't have a problem.
So, like I said, we're going to be in 2 weeks, so...
I believe the motion before us is Senator Phillips' motion to move the bill with individual recommendations. Is there, with the understanding that these guys will come before budget audit in a couple weeks to give us the detailed accounting of it? Is there objection? Without objection, the bill is actually with individual recommendations. Senator Frank.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I would like to recognize our staff that's helped us here in the committee so ably for the last, for the last 4 years as co-chairman and even before that, Captain Holmquist, Jerry Lee, her able assistant. Provide excellent staff. I want to specifically emphasize Kathy's work for the committee. We do the committee's business, and oftentimes we think we keep some crazy hours, but we must remember that Kathy and her staff is here before us, and they're here long after us. So if we keep some crazy hours, they keep some even crazier hours. And I don't think we could ever ask or hope for a more qualified person than Kathy, or one that does the job in a more pleasant and professional manner, and puts up with us more graciously than Kathy has over her in many, many years of service. She's here long before all of us. Arrived in the committee, and I suspect that she'll be here as long as she cares to be here, and that's what capacity. Just want to make sure that we recognize her not long in the same service. So please continue.
Senator
Phillips.
Chairman,
if it's appropriate this time, just a few short words for both thieves here. Guys, I really appreciate working with you guys. That's all I can say. It's been a real pleasure. We aren't accomplished, but we're working on it. I really enjoyed working with both of you guys. I hope I have a speaker for the other members of the committee, because obviously you two guys will not be here unless you change your mind between now and November. There are ways of getting back. Anyway,
we'll consider the draft.
Well, I certainly enjoyed this committee. It was a committee that was very easy to work with, and I certainly appreciated the committee's demeanor and hard work all year long and over through the process. So, thank you. Good luck in your future endeavors, guys.
Senator Jarrell.
Mr. Chairman, I was going to ask if we can have Kathy show us a non-smile. I think she's always had a smile.
If there's no further business to come before the committee, we are adjourned, hopefully for the session, the special session of the year.
Well, the committee puts them back to order. It has been pointed out by staff that the title includes the disaster relief reference, and therefore our amendment should have been to delete all but $1 in disaster relief. If someone would move, we bring the bill back up first.
Mr. Chairman, I move we bring the bill back up for consideration.
Okay, we brought the bill back before us for consideration.
I'm adjourned.
Senator Frank. I move we rescind our action and report the bill out of committee.
Without objection, our action and report the bill out of committee has been rescinded.
Mr. Chairman, I amend my amendment to remove Section 3 to amending Section 3 to $100,000.
Is there objection to the change in Senator Sharp's amendment?
Without objection, that is adopted, so Section 3 will remain in the bill at $100,000.
We're again ready for a motion to remove out the bill as amended.
So moved.
Is there objection? Without objection, the bill is moved out as amended. I second that.